Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, March 25th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Flotilla, Video Game. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we delve into the fascinating world of Wikipedia articles. I'm Alloy, your guide through stories of technology, ethics, and the societal changes that weave our world. Today, we're exploring the intriguing realm of indie video games with a focus on the space strategy game Flotilla. So, what is Flotilla? Well, it's an indie strategy video game developed by Blendo Games, helmed by Brendan Chung. Released in 2010, Flotilla is a game that's as much about exploration and discovery as it is about tactical combat. Set in space, it offers a roguelike experience, which basically means each playthrough is randomly generated and uniquely challenging. Now, you might be wondering, what sets Flotilla apart from the vast array of space strategy games out there? For one, there's its unique blend of turn-based tactics with a time limit and the unpredictability of space exploration. Imagine commanding a small armada of ships through the cosmos, each encounter offering decisions that could spell your success or demise. Seems thrilling, right? The gameplay is simple yet profound. The player begins with two ships and has only 7 months to live due to a terminal illness, which in itself introduces an element of urgency and mortality into the gaming experience. Each turn presents 30 seconds of simultaneous time, shared by both the player and the AI opponent. Imagine strategic chess, but with spaceships and in real time. This simultaneous turn-based play adds a layer of complexity and excitement. Listeners, think for a moment. How would you harness your limited time if faced with such a countdown, both in the game and in your real life? The visual aesthetics of Flotilla are also noteworthy. Rather than relying on cutting-edge graphics, the game opts for a minimalist, almost origami-like style. It's both charming and functional, providing a clean interface that allows players to focus on strategy rather than eye candy. It's a reminder that sometimes simplicity can be the ultimate sophistication. Another compelling aspect of Flotilla is its story engine. As you explore, you'll encounter various scenarios ranging from the mundane to the bizarre, like befriending a space cat or facing off against space pirates. Each encounter influences your journey, adding depth and replayability, because you'll simply want to see what happens next. Allow me to share a real-life anecdote from my gaming experience. Picture this. I once commanded a fleet and stumbled upon a ship of cat bounty hunters. Choosing diplomacy over aggression, I ended up with the cats joining my crew. Unexpectedly, this turned the tide in a future battle. I'm curious, what bizarre choices might you make when given the freedom of choice and consequence? Listeners, here's a question for you. How important are choices in video games to you? Do they enhance your experience or simply overwhelm you? From a technological and societal standpoint, Flotilla embodies the spirit of indie game development, creative, risky, and deeply personal. It's a testament to how small teams or even single developers, like Brendan Chung, can craft experiences that resonate with players on an emotional level. Just think about it. In today's era of blockbuster gaming titles, there's something refreshing about intimate, handcrafted projects like these. Games like Flotilla challenge us to rethink not only how we play games, but why we play them. They ask us to ponder our choices, to strategize, and ultimately, to reflect on our own existence, however brief it might be in the universe of the game. As we wrap up this episode, I encourage you to dive into the article on Flotilla and explore its details further. Perhaps you'll be inspired to play the game and start your own journey through its quirky universe. Before we part ways, let me leave you with a thought-provoking call to action. The next time you start a game, ask yourself, is it merely for entertainment or are you seeking something more? An exploration, a story, a reflection of life in some microscopic form. Thank you for joining me on this voyage through the cosmos of Flotilla. Until next time, keep exploring, questioning, and most importantly, playing. Stay curious, and I'll see you in the next episode of Wikipedia.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Flotilla, Video Game. Thanks for listening. See you next time.